Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 353. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. Thank you, as always, for listening and for supporting me. And today, I want to do a short little episode. I consider not releasing an episode because today is 2 days after Christmas and people are traveling or they're home or just generally not doing their usual routine, but that's okay. You know, I wanted to give some helpful perspective on a topic that I think we can all relate to, especially during the holidays, which is really just like a confusing upside down time of the year. Family dynamics, feeling lonely, feeling lost, feeling out of place. Like, it's really just a weird time. And weird times cause us to do weird things, namely get down on ourselves. I think that's human nature. We get really negative. We start assuming things about ourselves, who we are or who we're not, what we deserve, what we don't deserve, all these things. And one of the topics that I love talking about on the podcast that I think is frankly the most important idea you can ever grasp and hold on to is the idea of worth, self-worth, the idea of, you know, believing that no matter what you've been through, no matter your track record, no matter what's in the L column, that you are worthy, that you are lovable. And that's what I want to talk about briefly on today's podcast. It just felt timely to talk about this in a short little way. I want to remind you that you are never unlovable. You are never unlovable. But I don't want to just repeat that over and over again and leave it there. You know, that's not my style. But I see a lot of like articles online that kind of do that. And again, to be clear, I always say I love anyone who takes the time to write an article on self-development or self-help or self-love. I love that. And I think everyone's opinion is great, is valid. I think any mantra is valid and helpful. It's never misplaced. But I find that a majority of the advice on, you know, reminding yourself that you're never unlovable, it kind of just repeats the same things over and over and over again. It just says, hey, you're lovable. You're lovable. And in fact, I wrote down some of the phrases that I saw when I did a little bit of research on this topic. I see things that say, you are worthy. You are beautiful. This one says, you are incredibly lovable. This one says, you are pure magic. This one says, your existence is a miracle. And, you know, frankly, I love that. Of course I do. Heck yeah. You are lovable. You are magical. Your existence is amazing. Absolutely. But that is not why you are lovable. You're not lovable simply because you exist. I do, however, think that every human has inherent worth, inherent value, but that's not a sales pitch, right? That's not your sales pitch. You don't walk into a meeting and when they say, why should I buy your product? You don't say, what do you mean? Of course you should buy it. I'm selling it. That's why. Worth doesn't work that way in life. Being lovable doesn't work that way. Being lovable, knowing you're lovable, being rooted in your lovability, it comes from a deeper place that everyone has, but it's not a blank sense of entitlement. I do believe everyone is lovable. I do believe that no one is unlovable, but it's for a very specific reason. And I want to talk about that quickly here and remind us of why this is always true in your life. And that might come off as a little bit cynical, like it's like, Case, dude, chill. Why can't you just say everything is magical? Everyone is butterflies and rainbows. Why you got to say otherwise? I do believe that. You know, I think if you listen to the podcast enough, you know that I kind of am the epitome of blind optimism. I'm just wired that way. But with that being said, I always stand by what I've learned in my life. And I've learned that you never change unless you know why you need to change. You never live your truth unless you know why it's your truth. You never create a higher standard for yourself unless you know why you need a higher standard, and so on and so on. Keyword there being why. When we know why in our lives, frankly, we become unstoppable. And so I think it's so true in this context here. To truly believe, to truly know that you're lovable, you have to know why that's true. Because, you know, being beat over the head with mantras that you're magical and lovable all the time, yes, I agree. Yes, I think it's helpful in the immediate, but we're very quick to forget that unless we are rooted in the why behind things. So that's, I just wanted to give a little context there. That's why I wanted to do this episode. I want to talk about why. I want to help you live this truth that you're never unlovable. I want to help you live it 24/7. And I want to help you be defined by it so that nothing and no one can ever take it from you. So the question is why? And in the case of knowing you're never unlovable, it's a why you've actually probably heard me say before, but I think we need to remind ourselves of it again, particularly so in this context. You are lovable. You're always lovable, always worthy because of your effort in life. That is what makes you lovable. That is why you are lovable. Your effort, your actions, and your willingness to do them. And nothing can ever cancel that out. I've said it before. If you're willing to love, if you're willing to sacrifice, if you're willing to be honest, if you're willing to be selfless, you deserve those same things in return. That is why you are lovable. And nothing can take those things away from you. Nothing. Because your willingness to do those things, regardless of the outcome, is what makes you worthy of them. An outcome doesn't change that. An outcome doesn't change your inherent worth. Another person doesn't change your inherent worth. End of story. Nothing cancels out your worth other than inaction. No adjective cancels it out. No outcome cancels it out. And I think we need to remember that anytime you feel unlovable, anytime you feel that doubt creeping up, ask yourself, in my life, what am I willing to do? What am I willing to do? Am I willing to be honest and open and genuine and vulnerable and selfless and so on and so forth? Yes, you're willing to do those things. Then you are never unlovable because nothing can ever cancel that out. No one could ever cancel that out. But again, somehow, as humans, we tend to arrive at a place where, regardless of those facts, we still feel unlovable. And that's because feeling unlovable is 100% an inside job. It is. Feeling unlovable is an inside job. It's because of the narratives we tell ourselves. It's because of the narratives we allow ourselves to repeat and repeat. We start to look at our track record, for instance, and we start coming up with this narrative. We say, I've loved people who weren't willing to love me. I've chosen people who didn't choose me. I've been single forever. I was the reason my last relationship ended. I'm always the one who loves too much or cares too much. I am too easily attached. Why would anyone date me? I don't even like me. I'm terrible at dating. I'm awkward at dating. I suck at dating. I suck at the dating apps, whatever. We start to repeat these narratives like that. And then it's no wonder that the conclusion we arrive at is, we're unlovable. But we need to, and we can, snap ourselves out of that for a couple reasons. And for one, the first one is adjectives don't cancel out your worth. Adjectives like insecure, lost, awkward, attached, guilty, whatever, those words don't cancel out worth. And to my point earlier, outcomes don't cancel out your worth. A failed relationship, a rejection, a breakup. That doesn't cancel out your worth. The only thing that could ever cancel out worth is a lack of willingness, your lack of willingness to do the things you say you want in someone else. Again, that's a willingness to try, a willingness to care, a willingness to be vulnerable, to be honest, and so on. And so it always comes back to the question, are you willing to do those things? Do you carry through and actually do them? Yes? Question mark? You do? Yes, you do. Heck yes, you do. I know you do. So we need to stop with this narrative. We need to stop beating ourselves up with this narrative that has nothing to do with your worth. Those stories that we all tend to remind ourselves of, The reality is, and I think this is an important reality to realize, no one else sees them. No one else sees them. You are the main character in your life. That's great. But it also comes with a downside, namely that you are hyper aware of every single misstep you've ever taken in your life in 25 years, 35 years, 55 years. And you, as the main character, you store them up. You put them up in the cloud and you save them. And then you repeat them over and over and over again in your head. That's your perspective. But no one else sees them. Seriously, no one else sees them. You are the only one who has a highlight reel of all your failed relationships playing over and over again. You're the only one who thinks they're stamped on your forehead. You're the only one who does that. You're the only one who has a headline from your last, I got attached too early in that relationship, that headline on your refrigerator. You're the only one who keeps creating proof that you're too awkward to date. No one else sees it like that. And I know sometimes that's tough to believe. You're like, that's impossible, but it really is true. And it's true when you look back. In the present, I understand. I struggle with it as well. In the present, it's tough to deal with. But we're the ones that use past evidence as proof of future failure. And that's how we arrive at this conclusion that we're unlovable. But again, to my point, I think it's very misplaced. It is unintentional, of course, self-sabotage. Feeling unlovable is an inside job because nothing and no one can take from you your worth. They can try, they certainly can, but ultimately, it's an inside job. Tough love here, but only you can take that from you. Only you can take your worth away from you through the stories you tell yourself. What do you think about that? I think it's great. I think it's redeeming to realize this because it means that you're in charge. You are the captain now. You're in charge of reminding yourself of what you deserve. And nothing and no one can take that from you. As long as you're willing to do the things you say you want. As long as you are 100% worthy. You are 100% lovable. No insecurity, no attachment issue, no commitment issue, no feeling undesirable. Nothing, no past toxic narcissistic partner can take that from you. Because the past doesn't dictate the future. Truly, just because someone hurt you, just because someone left you, just because someone didn't choose you, just because you screwed up, that doesn't mean it's bound to happen again. That is a self-sabotaging narrative that we naturally arrive at. But we don't have to. We don't have to. And I know it's not easy. This is all like facts, but facts are difficult to embrace sometimes. But let's review them again. Let's review the facts. Worth, being lovable, is based on your willingness and your follow through. End of story. It's based on the things that are only dependent on you and your effort. No outcome and no one else. Your kindness is your kindness. Your vulnerability is your vulnerability. Your honesty is your honesty and so on. And personally, I'll be damned in my life if I'm going to let anyone take those things away from me. I'll be damned if I'll let anyone even move me to a place where I doubt my capability around those things. Heck no. It fires me up. And I'd encourage you to get fired up as well. Get protective as well. You're telling me you're going to let Chad, who ghosted you, make you think that your kindness is for nothing and that you're unlovable? Heck no. You're gonna tell me that you're going to let Jessica, who told you that you look better in your Hinge profile than you do in person, you're going to let her make you think that your honesty, for instance, is nothing? Heck no. You're going to let some past relationship issue, an abandonment issue, a negative outcome rob you of the things that you practice and you preach? Heck no. Absolutely not. Those things are you, and you should get fired up about them because no one can take them from you. And that is why you are always worthy, never unlovable. You're not going to live your life thinking there's something wrong with you just because of the past or even a current pattern, because it's up to you to remember that. And the one thing that's always helped me in my life is that I always say that the more ambitious I am, the luckier I get. The more ambitious I am, the luckier I get. It's been so true in like my career and business. Like the bigger I've dreamed, the harder I've worked, the bigger, the scarier goals I've set for myself, I've just gotten luckier. Frankly, I could do a whole episode on that, but it's been so true. time and time again. And it's the same idea when it comes to relationships and this idea of lovability. The more worthy you are, the more fulfilling your life becomes. The more worthy you are, that is, the more you remind yourself of how worthy you are, the more fulfilling your life, your relationships become, because you're operating from a place of power, of leverage, of truth, of something that is yours and yours alone. And no one can take that from you. No one can ever, ever, ever take your willingness and your follow through from you. A person can try, an outcome can try, an insecurity can try. They can make you doubt yourself, but ultimately, it's the story you tell yourself that you control. So all I wanted to do with this episode was to arm you with something, one little thing to get you amped up, always amped up, about always knowing that you're lovable. That the next time you feel that inside job happening, that narrative repeating itself in your head, ask yourself, where is this coming from? Where is this feeling of unlove, call it unlove, coming from? You might say it's coming from your last relationship. You might say it's coming from your poor taste, your poor judgment in partners. It's coming from an insecurity of yours. Okay, good. We've identified what we think here is the source. Now look at that source and ask yourself, does a past negative outcome, does a human insecurity, does self-doubt cancel out what you're willing to do? Does it cancel out your kindness, your vulnerability, your willingness to try, your honesty? No. No, it doesn't. It does not. And we, as leveled up, self-loving main characters in our lives, we do not allow those kinds of thoughts to exist rent-free in our heads any longer. We don't allow our exes to plant doubts in our heads, and we don't allow our past mistakes to cast doubt on our future worth. We don't do that. We don't do that anymore because we know why we're lovable. We know that our willingness to try, we know that our follow-through to do it is everything. And we're amped up because no one can ever take that from us. And because of that, we're going to keep telling ourselves just how worthy and lovable we are. And we're just going to watch that come true in magical ways. So I'll end it right there. Hope this was helpful. If it was, can you just do me a quick 4-second favor? Just cruise over to Spotify and just give the podcast a 5-star rating. Spotify just added ratings and it's really helpful to make the show grow. So I appreciate that so much. But as always, thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting me. And until next episode, I'm out.